Harsh up, Alejo. Harsh up,
Hi,
Alejo.
hi, Alejo. This is from your staff five, a representative. How are you?
Doing good. How about yourself?
Good. Emily asked me to give you a call to see if we can send Carl to a customer address to install to set them up for the telephone number for the telephone.
Phone port, you mean phone porting?
Yes, phone forwarding for Bernie Mazur. I'm not sure if you're aware of him.
I have no idea. You know the address?
71 A Road, Stuyvesant, New York.
What, you cut out, what was it? 71 what?
I'm sorry. 71 Day Road.
Dave
In
Road?
Day, like D-A-Y.
Uh-huh.
And that is in Stuyvesant, New York.
Stuyvesant?
Yes.
Is that ours?
She told me to give you a call. Emily told me to give you a call.
Give me 1 second. Let me turn on my truck because I don't got Wi-Fi. So, cause I didn't even think we didn't end there. So, hold on. What is it? What is that? 71 Day?
Day Road.
Uh-huh.
And the town is Stuyvesant. Stuyvesant.
S-T...
S-T-U.
Uh-huh.
Y.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I got it.
Mhm. The customer already has internet. Hello.
Yeah, yeah. You're cutting off.
Yes, I know.
Yeah,
I don't know what's going on with my headsets.
No, this belongs to my this belongs to my GTEL team.
GTEL. Okay,
yeah.
So let me call. So should I call Emily or?
Let me call Nick real quick. That way I know who's freezed up. Because if I send Carl, that's almost an hour and a half from Kingston. You hear me?
Yes, yes.
So just stand by. I'm going to put you on hold, okay?
Okay, I'll hold.
All right. Hello?
Yeah.
All right. So I talked to my GTEL team. They'll be able to go, but it's going to be after 2:30, between 2:30 and 3.
2:30 and 3 p.m. I'll let him know because he said that he wanted to know if we would be able to be there before 1 o'clock because he has to somewhere to be, but he says it's just trip, so he should be back by 2:30.
Yeah, if tell him like my text, cause my text got installs going on over there. Cause if I send Carl, it's 1 hour and 40 minutes. And he has installs in here in Kingston, so I cannot afford to lose him. And they can free up after three. After he said between 2:30 and 3. So if you can talk to him, let them know we can send it. Cause this is a friendly, you know that, right? This is a this not even a paying customer.
He's not paying.
You know that, right?
No, I have no.
Yeah, so I'll talk to Emily. Just shoot her a text. I know you guys communicate a lot. Tell her, hey, the Lego's asking if she can call me.
Okay, I'll tell him to tell her to give you a call.
Yeah, I don't understand her rushing this one. This is a friendly. So I get it. We got to take care of the customer, but I'm not going to justify sending Carl out there for 1.5 hours for phone porting. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, definitely. I know. I completely understand. I know.
Right. Thank you.
I'll let her know. I tell her to call you.
Okay, thank you.
So I'll tell the customer to wait for somebody between 2:30 and 3.
Yeah, if he's okay with it. If he's not, then let me know. So I'll tell. And if he says yes, put it on Nick Sherman.
Nick Sherman.
And
gotcha.
If he says no, that he doesn't want to wait another day, then let me know, please. So I can let Nick know. Because right now he's under the impression that he's going to. Okay?
Yes. Yes. Thank you.
All right.
Okay.
Yep. Bye.